Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And here we are. Bailey Hunt was the surprise, and she is back in the studio live for another round here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. The topic on this Friday night is finding your bliss career-wise.
Right.
And Bailey was talking about the career that gives her the most bliss, and now we'll hear about it.
Okay, so, like, obviously I just said I was going to go to school for psychology, but I mean, you know my background and stuff, and, like, you know that I have bipolar, type B disorder, which is completely different than, like, regular bipolar disorder. It's brought on by PTSD, and so I want to do psychology, one, because I can learn more about the diseases I suffer from, but also I can help other people with those. And then ultimately, I would like to open like a nonprofit organization for victims of abuse. Like, and you know, because I've went through a lot of things growing up, and so I just think that that would be, you know, what would make me happy is for everything that I've gone through to mean something. To get something good out of all the bad.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, if that's your bliss, that's it. I just hope that everybody can find theirs who's out there listening. If you've got an old book put away in a drawer, if you want to sit behind a microphone, if you want to be on television, if you want to be in the movies, no matter what you want to do, figure out how to do it. Get in the door. Go early. Stay late. Work as hard as you can for as little as you can, but do it every single chance you can.
And you know what's funny is, like, I actually had this conversation with someone earlier. They asked me what I was going to school for, and I told them, and I was like, yeah, well, you know, I want to do this nonprofit. And they're like, well, are you going to make money that way? And I was like, well, that's not the point. Like, that's not the reason why I want to do that. That's never been, you know, why I wanted to do that. And they basically said that I was crazy for wanting to do that because, like, obviously you're not, you know, going to make the money doing stuff for free.
Well, I'll tell you something funny. Every successful rich person I've ever known did not get into the field they got into to get rich.
Right.
That's a lesson people should really learn. Mm-hmm. That they're not, it's because they love, that is a byproduct of doing something you love. Because you always want to do it. See, it's funny because when people say, would you do that job for free? The answer should be yes. Because here's why that will pay you more than anything else will. Because if you would do it for free, that means you'll do it in your spare time. You'll do it for nothing. You'll do it for fun. And that means you'll do it when you wouldn't want to do other jobs.
Right.
And that's what makes you a success. Because you'll put far more time into that than you would in anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard lesson to learn for people because people are doing, you know, factory work and they're doing restaurant work and they're doing all that because it's money and it's supporting their life and they can't wait for their next vacation.
Yeah.
But you know what? I haven't taken a vacation in 6 years. Even the little things I've done where I've went away, there's always been some radio involved.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not good at that. I'm not good at vacationing. That's my flaw in life. I'm not good at that, but I will be good one day.
I like vacations just because I like to take my kids different places to see different things and spend time with them. So,
spending time is good. My problem is that if a story happens while I'm gone, that's... Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm immediately, get me to a computer, get me to a Wi-Fi connection, get me somewhere.
Well, that's why you go on vacation with me, because I have it on my phone.
Well, I mean, everybody knows now, we went to Nashville.
Yeah.
This was the last, I mean, people would call that a vacation, and we did have a lot of fun doing things that weren't necessarily radio related.
Oh, yeah, it was so much fun.
It was a great trip, but there was radio involved in that.
Right.
So, yeah. It's just the way it is. When I did New York back in 2017, I love New York. I had so much fun doing things that had nothing to do with radio. But every day I did the show from there.
Yeah, I love New York too.
I will be back there very soon. As soon as we can get the COVID taken care of, I'll be back.
Yeah, because you don't want to be there right now.
No, but I'm going back because I got the whole spiel lined up and ready to go. Yeah. That's actually something I was working on when the whole COVID thing hit.
I was supposed to go there in June, but obviously not now.
I want to be there, well, probably in the fall.
Yeah.
Probably.
The last time I went was in the winter.
The time, well, I've went a bunch. I've been there during the winter. I was there in December for the tree. Mm-hmm. I was there in the spring, which was the best time to go, like a week before Memorial Day, because the weather was great and the kids weren't out of school yet, and it was great.
See, I went in April. Actually, it's kind of funny because it was yesterday. The memories on Facebook popped up, and it was freezing there.
when we went...
But you went in May.
Yeah, the week before Memorial Day.
Right.
And it was great. The weather was perfect. We went down at night. I mean, I love those pictures from that trip. We were down at Rockefeller Center at midnight taking pictures in front of the fountains and going up to the Rainbow Room and having a drink.
You know, if like when I go back, it's not if, because I'm going to go back. I want to do the Statue of Liberty. I never went to Staten Island or did like that. Part of it.
I just, what I do when I go is first I book the guests so I know when I'm on air.
Mm-hmm.
And then I plan the other things.
Yeah.
And you can get a lot in because you're only on air for a couple hours.
Right.
And then you get off and you go have fun.
Yeah. See, my problem is, like, I want to do all the cool things and then I get to Times Square and I'm like, oop, shops.
Times Square is fun. Times Square is fun. Central Park is fun. Went to a TV show taping while I was there. That was fun.
Yeah. That would be fun.
It was fun.
I have a shopping problem.
Really?
Well, I mean, I've gotten like 4 text messages since I've been, you know, since we've been here
talking about with you. Remember?
Well, yeah, I know you've been to the mall with me. But I've gotten 4 text messages from stuff that's going to be shipped to my house and I'm like, "What did I buy? What did I order? I don't remember this."
Shopaholic.
It's a problem.
You know, that's an interesting subject. So you would say that your addiction is
shopping. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I have any.
Which is kind of funny because I don't like spending money on myself. Like, I don't want to buy myself stuff.
You don't care when other people spend money on you.
That's true. no, but I'd rather...
It was a joke.
I'd rather buy stuff for my kids, though. But, you know, like, honestly, though... When people want to spend money on me, I'm like, oh, that's too expensive. Don't buy that. It's fine. I don't
really?
Need it. Yeah. You know that.
I think it's dependent on the situation.
Yeah, well, most of the time.
It's not a bad thing.
Most of the time, I'm not okay with people spending money on me. Most of the 95% of the time.
So what is it about the other 5% of the time that things work out okay?
Well, I've just realized that some people don't take no for an answer, so I just got to be like, okay, yeah, buy it.
Is that really what's going on? Wow. I did not know that. I'm going to have to write that one down. Get me a piece of paper.
Oh, goodness. There's several pieces.
Anywho... I don't know if that was really true, folks. I think we might have to get a polygraph in here.
I told you earlier I would take one.
I don't know if you could pass that one. I'm not sure you could pass the question I asked you earlier. I know you couldn't pass that question you just asked.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, for sure not. I've been around you. We've been there. We've done.
Oh.
I've been to the mall with you.
But I don't ever ask for anything. What do I do when I want something?
You say, I like this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you say...
And I look at it for about 10 minutes.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I really
like
this.
And you say,
oh, this.
They have my size. Oh.
This would look so cute. Oh.
Yeah. And then you go back and back and back and back. And if you want to get out of that store, you know you either have to buy it or somehow burrow a tunnel out the front door somewhere. So it's either buy it or burrow.
I can't help it. It's okay, though.
Yeah, but that wasn't what you said. You said you just have to learn that when other people won't take no for an answer, that's not true. That is not true at all. Ooh. Ooh, called you out on that one.
It's okay.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Now, I don't think I have any. I'm trying to think. I wish I had one. But
an
I'm
addiction?
Not an, yeah, I'm not an addictive personality. I could, you know, it's weird because the big addictions, they don't, you know. I don't have alcohol at home.
Yeah.
I never drink it alone. But if somebody gives me one, I'll try it. If I like it, I'll drink it.
Yeah.
But I don't.
You should have been at my house the other day. I made, we were painting the kitchen and I made strawberry margaritas. And I like quadrupled the recipe because it was just like, I would assumed that it was like a recipe for one person, right? Yeah. So I put a whole cup of tequila, strongest drink I've ever made in my life. And I was like, ooh.
The strongest drink I ever had was the one I had in New York at the Rockefeller, at the Rainbow Room. That was the strongest martini I've ever had. And I don't drink martinis. I just had it because it was the drink of the Rainbow Room. That tasted like kerosene going down my throat. I've never tasted something so heavy.
Yeah.
And boy, you felt that. It's like drinking kerosene.
Yeah. I remember...
I had a drink last night, a matter of fact.
I think my favorite drink was in Nashville.
What was that?
The strawberry daiquiri.
Oh, yeah, at the...
Aqua
Center.
The aquarium. Yeah, that was
That
so
was
good.
A fun night. That was a fun night.
That was the best food ever.
That was a fun night in general because we had... The Grand Ole Opry was great.
Yeah, we went to the mall.
We did go to the mall.
Twice that day.
But the night was tremendous because it started off with the Grand Ole Opry tour, which mm-hmm. I loved.
That was amazing.
And then we walked outside and did a broadcast, which came off great.
I was freezing.
Right, but it came off great.
It did.
2 hours were perfect.
Yeah.
It picked up the whole thing. It broadcast well back here in Marion.
That's good.
And then we walked over and ate at the aquarium. It was a really fun night.
Oh, it was great.
That was a great night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? Just the other day, because... I mean, I cleaned out my car with, like, luggage and stuff the night we got back.
Mm-hmm.
But the picture from the Grand Ole Opry on stage, somehow I had never taken it inside. It was just laying in my back seat, and it was under some other papers. And I just recently found that the other day.
Oh.
Strange.
Mine's on my desk at work, so I don't get to admire it right now.
Well, mine's in my car in the back seat. I've never admired it. It's just there.
Oh.
It's still there, matter of fact. I never got it out.
My magnet's at work, too.
Oh, yes. That was such a fun day. I mean, the whole trip was fun. But that day, that was just a day.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really starting off with breakfast and then the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That was the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Was that where we were?
Rock and roll, country music, whatever.
Tomato, tomato.
And we met Fillmore.
We met Fillmore, and then we went over... Did we go straight to the Grand Ole Opry? No, we went to the mall.
That was the first trip.
Had some pretzels.
Oh, that was so good.
Somebody was hungry.
Yeah, we got like one of those huge buckets full of pretzels.
Huge buckets.
It was like a large popcorn bucket at the movie theater full of those little bite-sized pretzels and cheese.
You know what I remember about that trip? When we got back to the hotel that night, had to drag in so much food and to-go boxes. I mean, it was like unloading the luggage again.
Oh, I know.
You had to-go boxes from the aquarium. You had to-go boxes from the mall.
But I ate them.
I don't know if you did or not. All I know is that I carried them in.
Ooh, and that lava cake.
That lava cake at the aquarium. That was a good time.
I love lava cake.
We had a nice time there. And you know, it was such an unexpected trip. There really wasn't a lot of planning in that trip.
No.
Turned out great.
It was so much fun. I would totally go back. Which is kind of funny because I've been to Nashville so many times since I used to live like an hour and a half away. But... That was the most fun I've ever had there.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what do you attribute that to, being older?
Yeah, but we didn't go in, like, the bars or anything, so...
We went down by the bars.
Oh, yeah, but we didn't go in any.
It was cold.
Yeah.
That was the issue.
Right, but we didn't go in any, Like, so I've already been down there before and taken pictures and stuff my senior year of high school. Actually, like, 10 years ago this month, that was my memory a few days ago, because I went the day before prom. But, yeah, I mean, so I've already experienced all that, but it was just a lot of fun this time.
So, what was the reason?
I don't really know. It was just different. Like, it was just, I mean, I would say, I guess, like, I'm older, so I can, like, appreciate it more.
Is that what I just said,
more.
Age?
Yeah, but I don't know, because it's not like I did anything that I couldn't have done. I mean, honestly, we ate at the Hard Rock Cafe. That's where I ate 10 years ago. So, it's not like, but the mall has changed since the flood. Like, because the aquarium restaurant did not used to be there.
Well, when you figure out why it was more enjoyable this time, you let me know and we'll figure that out together. Because I enjoyed it.
Well, I would say we were there for a whole weekend. When I had gone before, like, it was rushed because we were just there for the day.
There you go.
Yeah.
But, well, that's sensible.
Yeah, or the night, since, you know, it only took like an hour and a half. So we would just go for a few hours and then go home.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was fun. And it was really so much, I don't know. I never thought I would enjoy it that much. And it was really a good trip from beginning to end. And there was no problem.
I know.
It was like the perfect trip. We never really got lost. We never, did we?
Remember, first of all, you got lost coming to my work.
Oh, yeah, but that was before the trip started. But that was your fault.
No, that was your fault.
No, that was your fault.
You gave me
the wrong directions.
No, you put the ad.
You
wrote
the wrong
ad.
Address. You tried to screw me up on purpose.
No, we've already discussed this, and you wrote the address wrong, like down wrong. And then the whole tire situation.
Oh, yeah, and then I learned when I got back that it was a valve stem problem.
Oh, yeah. I just kicked out. I was like, it's fine.
Turned out okay.
Yeah, I mean, we got down there.
And back.
Yeah. Which, it's kind of funny that I didn't know that, because my grandparents' car had the same problem, and I drove it for a few months until I got my new car. And so, it was just kind of funny that that was the same exact problem. I should have known, because I had to fill it up every couple days.
Well, it's a funny thing, not necessarily the tire, but that trip. And I think I attribute this to certain things. Some things just work. And you don't know why. Radio's the same way. Sometimes certain shows just work and others don't, and you can't figure out why the others don't. But, you know, man, I thought that would have been a lot better than that was. And then sometimes you come in with totally diminished expectations and you think, wow, that was great. So I don't know what it was. I don't know what really made that trip so memorable. But it was really just fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is radio, you know?
Yeah, well, someone just followed me.
Followed you?
On Facebook.
Oh.
You're friends with them.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Oh, I'm not going to say it on air, but I'm just assuming
that
they're listening.
Mouth it to me. I want
to
know who this is.
Well, I can just show you.
Well, show me. I want to know who this is. We got to know these sort of things when I'm in the middle of a broadcast. Who's that?
I don't know, but it says your friends.
Oh, okay. I don't know them.
I have 5 mutual friends.
Here I am making you a star again. I did it once, and I'm doing it again.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't care. I love having friends.
Sure. But I just learned recently that you had unfollowed me. What a thing that is.
Yeah, because you're like, that picture I posted, I was like, I didn't even see it. Sorry.
Well, you know, that's okay.
My bad.
Well, I never followed you, so I don't feel as bad about this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, you didn't see the picture I posted today, so it's fine.
Which one was that?
Of the boys.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because I don't follow you. I don't see any of your posts, and I never do. And I feel bad about it.
Like, hack your Facebook. And
I do. I feel bad because I know you've seen my posts.
I should ask the person that hacked my phone in Facebook to see if they know how to hack yours so I can change it.
I don't know why. I don't know why I don't see your posts. I think I have too many friends, and by the time you post something, I never see it.
Yeah.
I have seen very few posts.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's bad because I don't realize what's going on.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Life goes on.
I used to see all your posts. I think it's better that I don't follow you.
Is it now?
I'm just kidding.
You got a problem with my posts?
No.
My posts are great.
They're just so vague.
They are vague.
And it drives me nuts because, you know, I don't like surprises. I don't like to not know things. So it just drives me nuts. That's why I don't follow you anymore.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I avoid at all costs mentioning people in my Facebook posts.
I know.
I really do. I don't like that because... But, you know, it's weird because when somebody mentions me in a nice way, I usually think, wow, that was nice.
But you don't ever comment on it.
No, I won't comment on it. I don't comment. I don't like. I don't do any of that. I'm awful that way.
I know.
I read so few of them. Now, if somebody tags me, I'll read that. That's when I would see your posts.
I'm going to tag you in every post I put now.
But, you know, when somebody tags me, I will. You know what it is? It's because... Facebook social media is such a public thing.
Yeah.
And when somebody takes the time to mention you by name or say something nice or go out, because they had to go out of their way to do that, I will comment on that. I would comment on that. Sure.
Okay.
I think I would.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's me.
I've never done that. Well, actually, I have.
Oh, new subject. What?
It's no big deal.
Oh, go ahead. No. Say your piece. Come on.
No, it's okay.
I want to hear this. I don't understand what you're saying, but go ahead.
No.
Come on. Listen. Oh. This is a radio show. Oh. Come on.
No, the video.
Oh, yeah, the video. That was nice.
I don't think it's on Facebook anymore.
I wonder why.
I mean, I have it saved on my phone.
That was very nice. Now, see, that was meaningful. That was a... Yes, I appreciated that.
Yeah.
I didn't comment on it or like it, though. But I did appreciate it.
Well, we were together, though, when I put it there. So
right.
You, like, commented in real life.
Yeah. And that was also a high night. Because that was the night we had went down to Buster Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was a good night in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, well, you're high on Buster Douglas. So we kind of...
Or high on whatever was in that.
I don't know if we ever talked about that, but that was an interesting interview.
Yeah, we didn't even know that we were going to get it.
No, it about turned into a problem. But then he fell in love with me, so it was okay.
Oh, that was terrible, though.
All I know is that's the night I learned that you could take good pictures, and I appreciated that. You did. You took good pictures.
Oh, that's good. My mom's a photographer, so that might be why.
Oh, some people take awful. They take pictures of you in all kinds of contortions.
Yeah.
And
see, look, my mom's a photographer, so I take pictures all the time. All the time. I mean, I don't personally take them, but, like, she takes pictures of me, so I just know. It's just stuck in my brain.
It was good.
Yeah, thanks.
And the Nashville pictures were pretty good. I don't think I ever got through them all, but they were good. From what I remember.
They're on Facebook.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. Some of them.
Are you trying to drive toward a certain subject here? Because you keep, like, driving around the parking lot. I don't know if you want to land that plane or not.
I like to hover.
Because you're hovering around the airport here, and people might be confused about what you're talking about. And we do have 20 minutes left. Do you want to?
No.
No. You sure? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's over.
Yeah. No. When I took a break from radio, I took a break from you, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't think that's bad to say.
No.
This is it. You know what? Let's actually get into this for a second, because we got 19 minutes. I think this is a good lesson to learn. Mm-hmm. This is two friends talking.
Okay.
Okay. What did you learn from that? First, tell people, as vaguely as possible, what happened. Because we hung out the night before it all broke down.
Yeah, we did. And then the next day, we didn't really talk. And then the next day, we didn't really talk. And then that Monday, I told you to save all your pictures because I was blocking you.
Now, let's get into this. This is what a psychiatrist would do. So, why, after 2 days of non-talking, because nothing bad was said.
Right.
Right. And the last time we had talked, everything was good. More or less. Mm-hmm. It didn't end up...
It was good.
Yeah, it didn't end on a bad note. Mm-hmm. So why, within 48 hours, had you then decided, get your pictures and I'm going to block you?
I was just upset.
And that's okay. You can be vague in these mm-hmm. things, because we're going to learn a lesson here. So then, we really did not speak mm-hmm. for a long time.
Yeah.
So, and then we spoke again. Mm-hmm. And then, what would you say?
And I think, honestly, it was for the best, because everything we're doing now is better than before.
It is, and that's the lesson. Mm-hmm. That's the lesson I want to get to here in the last 18 minutes, is because, I mean, I think we were pretty good friends.
We were, but we are both bad at sharing our feelings. And so when anything bothers us, we both just kind of cover it up and just let it play out. And then it explodes. And there was never really an explosion. I just blocked you.
I think had we talked that day, it would not have been pleasant.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
From your end.
Oh, yeah.
I was really oblivious to what was going on. Mm-hmm. I know now, mm-hmm. but I didn't know then.
Right. And you know, I do have a temper. So, yeah. It would have been bad. For sure.
So, in the learned stage of that, as time was going by and I was gone, mm-hmm. what were you thinking? I can't stand him?
no, not really. No, I wouldn't say that. Ooh. I wouldn't say that. Because, you know, even though I took those pictures off Facebook and stuff, I never deleted them from my phone. And I know how important it is to you to have that stuff. So I did give you time. You know, I gave you like 12 hours. It was like 9 a.m. when I texted you. I said, you have until 9 p.m. And really, I gave you an extra 15 minutes because I was in the middle of something and ran late. On the blocking.
So as you were blocking that night, what was your emotion?
I was upset. And yeah. So I was just like, my feelings were hurt. And that was that. And so instead of blowing up, because I've tried to get better. Because I, like I said, I do have a temper. And I do blow up. And then it's not good. So I was trying to save the relationship that we had, because it never really ended badly, but I wanted to, you know, save that in case, you know, in case this happened, in case one day we did, you know, work things out and figure it out. So I didn't want to blow up and completely, like, I didn't want to say anything that would make it, you know, bad.
So as the weeks went by, mm-hmm. what was your feeling?
Well, I was upset that you never reached out, but then, you know, I learned that you didn't have my phone number.
That is true.
Yeah. And you were blocked, so you couldn't really...
I couldn't, yeah, right.
No. But, someone else reached out for you, whether you wanted them to or not, and kind of, you know, talked to both of us and made it better. So
now here's the important part. For this is people who might have a blow up with a friend. Mm-hmm. The moment, because of this person, mm-hmm. I messaged you. What did you think when I popped up on the screen?
Well, I was working. And you know, the first messages were not very nice on my end.
No, they were
end.
Angry. Mm-hmm. And I knew they were going to be, which is why I waited mm-hmm. like a day to message you.
Right.
Because, you know, here's my take on the whole thing. I knew, see, I didn't know why we weren't talking. So the whole time we weren't talking, I was okay. And I'll tell you, I'll explain this in a second because that sounds bad. But I was okay because I was oblivious to what had happened. Mm-hmm. And I knew that the last time we hung out, we had a good time.
Yeah.
So that's how I was remembering you. I was remembering when, and when somebody asked me about you, I said very positive things. Because the memory I had was the Nashville trip was like a month earlier. The night before was fine. We had a great time that weekend. We had done the show. So that's what I remembered. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I pop up and you're angry. And then I realize you're ticked. That I mean, I knew you were ticked. I just didn't know why.
Yeah. But honestly, like my advice, I guess, to anybody would be don't, no matter how hard it is, like don't push back your feelings. Just let it out. Like, you know, let them know you're upset. If something's bothering you, tell them. Because you could potentially lose a really good friendship, you know, over something silly. So if something, even if it sounds like the stupidest thing in the world to be upset over, like, just be honest.
So now, the happy part, now that we are friendly again,
yeah.
What has this last, whatever it's been, week?
Week? It's been 8 days.
There you go. You remember these things. What has the last 8 days, what have you learned? Right, but I mean, as far as, did you learn anything from the time before and then not being around each other at all for a month and then now being friendly again?
You need to, like, I guess really, when you're with someone, like, really be there because you never know when that's going to go away. Whether it be they just don't talk to you anymore or something happens to them or something happens to you and you never get that back. So, like, just put all your effort towards that friendship if it really means something to you.
Well, and this is where I want to correct myself where I sounded bad a second ago. Mm-hmm. When we stopped talking, I didn't know why. And like I said, I was okay with it because we'd had a good time. Like the last night we were together, we'd had a lot of fun together. And so what I learned was, even though if you would have asked me while we weren't talking, all I probably would have said is, you know, yeah, she's great. We had a great time together. Nice girl. But I knew the day we started talking again, mm-hmm. I knew that I was like, oh yeah, that's what's felt off. That's what was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so that's what I learned.
Yeah. Well, that's good, though.
Yeah, I thought so.
I was the missing piece.
Well, you know, I mean, it was strange because if you would have asked me during, I would never have said that.
Yeah.
Because I was oblivious to the whole thing. But the first day we talked again, it was like, oh, okay, I get it.
And you apologized. You did.
Yeah, because I didn't know that I had done that. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I had done that. I really didn't.
Yeah, so.
So, you know, that and that's a lesson to learn right there. You know, all that time went by for something that I didn't even realize I had done. And think of, you know, a whole month was lost.
I know.
For something I didn't even realize I had done. And I would have apologized the next day if I had known.
Yeah.
So that's not good, and that goes back to your original. You've got to tell people how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you're going to really run into some problems.
Oh, for sure.
But now everything's back to normal, pretty much, more or less.
Yeah.
Well, not really normal.
I think it's better.
Yeah, I think it's better. I think before, you know, we met each other, and there was a great period. It always is when you meet somebody. It's, you find out about them. And then we went into a funky period for some reason. And we had a funky, I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
But it's like the funk is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, everything's great. And that's a good lesson. Because if you have somebody you're not talking to right now, try to figure out why. And on my behalf, if you don't know why, call them.
You might be the problem.
You might be the problem. There might be some apologizing you have to do.
Oh, if you don't know what happened.
That sounds bad, but it's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it was? I was so shocked when you gave me an ultimatum.
What?
Well, yeah, when you said you could get these pictures done time.
Or I was like, what are you talking about?
That was an ultimatum. And I thought, for what? I mean, I thought,
I said, you're not good for my mental health.
Yeah, I'm not good for your mental health. Yes, that was the line. And I thought to myself, oh, man, I must have done something really bad here. So how do you reply to that? I'm sorry,
you say,
I messed
what
with your
did
mental
I do?
Health. Is that what I should have done?
What did I do? You might not have gotten blocked.
But you didn't want to block me. So you wanted me to respond. What you should have said was, you're not good for my mental health. And if you don't respond by 9 o'clock tonight, I'm going to block you.
Yeah. No, I said, you're not good for my mental health. You have until 9 o'clock to get these pictures down or they're gone.
You said something else in there too, which is really what typified it to me.
I mean, I still have the messages somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, I know what the message was. I remember it. It was the second part of that mental health message that really made me go, oh, I see.
What's funny is I don't even remember what I said, so that's makes it better.
No, I remember, because, see, you're coming from it. You knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. You knew why you were ticked.
Yeah.
And you knew why you were saying this stuff. I didn't. So when I was getting it, I'm like, what? What? No, your line was, it's not an awful line, but the line was, you're bad for my mental health, and this friendship's not worth it. And I thought, oh, is that so?
Oh.
And so that was when I said, oh.
So interesting.
But isn't it interesting what you say to people when when you're mad?
Mm-hmm.
You say things there would, on a normal circumstance, you would never say to those people.
Oh, for sure.
And then you end up regretting.
Well, and like, honestly, that's why I block people.
Is that why?
Yeah. Just so I just don't know. That's how I've learned to not say things to people. I just block them.
What did you feel was... I've never asked you this. It's weird to ask you this on air. What did you think... Because I don't know the answer. What did you think was coming if you hadn't blocked me? Because obviously we were not speaking.
I don't know.
What were you trying to shelter yourself from?
I just didn't want to see anything that you had to say. I wanted nothing to do with you. I didn't want to see anything. Didn't want to read anything. I was just done.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
I guess.
I did both.
You did.
Yeah.
Well, and it's unfortunate because, you know, and I, like I say, I have to take blame in this. But I hope people listening to this understand that where we are now is better than where we are before the friendship. So if you're having a friendship that is kind of in the rocks,
mm-hmm.
work on it. It is worth it.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. I, you know, it's a funny thing. I don't know that I would have said that during the blockage.
I mean, but you have to really... think about what makes that person special in your life. Like, what made you guys friends? What made y'all so close? And if you can get back to that original, like, this is why, then you can fix it.
That's true. And I think that's what happened. And I also think that it's interesting because I've always said this. Emotions are funny, and love is close to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think, like you said, the tighter your friendship is, when you feel betrayed,
mm-hmm.
the angrier you are.
Oh, yeah.
If it's just a minor friend, it's a minor hurt.
Oh, when I was angry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but when it's somebody who you know, that matters.
I think that's why I'm so tan now. The redness of my face, you know, just changed to tan.
This is an awful thing. I wish I would have seen this because I did not know you were angry. I knew something had happened, but I didn't know what. And I didn't know the severity until we spoke because you gave it to me right then.
Oh, yeah. I had held it in for a whole month.
Which is what it felt like. It had felt like, man, you know, this...
Well, at that point, and I guess the reason why I was able to tell you at that point how I felt is because I had nothing to lose. I had already had you blocked, and I had just unblocked you because, you know, someone had talked me into that, and which I'm glad. I'm very happy about now. So, but that sounds so bad. Someone made me. No, they didn't make me. I mean, it was my choice. But, you know, them talking to me helped me get to that point to where I could unblock you. But I had nothing to lose because, okay, if you didn't talk to me, we weren't friends anymore on Facebook, so it didn't matter. Like, you weren't going to see anything I was doing. I wasn't going to see anything you were doing. And if, you know, it worked out, then okay, like it did, it worked out. So I just told you all how I felt and was like, well, it's either going to work or it's not. So either my life will go back to normal or my life will stay how it is. And that's that.
It was an interesting conversation. I'll say that.
Yeah.
It was an interesting day because it was the weirdest conversation to start having. And there's a point in that conversation that I remember where it was either nice to talk to you again and goodbye, or are we going to work on this?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that moment well. And I remember when the message came, I thought, oh, how this is answered is going to answer it.
Right.
And the floodgates opened when I answered it in a certain way.
Yeah.
And I knew that was, but you know what that proved to me was that it was, I felt bad because clearly it was still ticking you off. And mm-hmm. I learned why I was blocked. I mean, and I don't know if you would have ever gotten past it. I don't know. Might not have.
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. I was really, really angry, so.
Right, and that's it. It's still to this day, that's a little shocking to me. But it's a good lesson to learn, and that's what this show, I think, is all about. Because there are a lot of people who have those problems. They have dust-up with their friends. They have dust-ups with their family. And sometimes they don't work it out. Yeah. And, you know, as bad as this problem was, and it was. I mean, it was really, if you think about it, it was a 10.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was, I'm blocking you, and we didn't talk at all. We went from a very pretty close relationship mm-hmm. to zero.
Yeah.
And it stayed that way for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it also was fixed in like 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
That's the moral and kind of the end of the story is it didn't take long to get out of the
right
hole.
I mean, because I think we both wanted to fix it. We both wanted to work on it, but we're both hard-headed and stubborn, and we don't want to be the first ones to say it. So that could have gone on for a long time if someone wouldn't have like intervened.
Here's what I will say. I don't think it would have lasted forever.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. Do you?
I mean...
You think?
Would you have gone out of your way to find a way to contact me?
See, I believe your answer depends on what my answer is.
No, I already know my answer. I would not have unblocked you if they would not have asked
really?
Me. If they would not have like talked to me and been like, okay, this is why this is silly. You know, they really do care about you. You know, he really does care about you. He really, you know, this isn't, like, this is not okay. Like, if they wouldn't have explained it to me, like, your perspective at that, and said, you know, they're still saying nice things about you, so I don't think that that's, like, that how you feel is legit. So I think, like, if I wouldn't have had that explained to me, because I just assumed that you hated me. I mean, so, like, I just thought it was a mutual, okay, like, I, you know. Because I didn't know that you didn't, like, understand why I was mad.
You thought I knew.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Right, and, like, I know that now, but I didn't. And so I think if, like, if he wouldn't have intervened, then I never, like, I probably would just would have, you know, whatever. But would you have gone out of your way to talk to me? To find a way to talk to me?
You know, it's a probably not.
Yeah. So it could have lasted forever.
Isn't that awful? Now that, you think is. About it?
Yeah.
It probably, because I didn't have your phone number.
Right.
And I don't call people anyway. Mm-hmm. And we were blocked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably not. And I didn't know what was wrong. Mm-hmm. So, and I wasn't angry.
Yeah.
So, when people, I remember when he asked me about that, I just said, I said, no, she's great. She's fine.
Yeah.
Because I never told anybody that we had stopped talking.
I think the message from me was, we're not talking anymore, but I'm still your friend. I just want you to know that.
Now, why did you? This is a good. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
I was mad.
So that was really not about.
No, because I did. I do want to be friends with that person.
Right.
You know.
But.
And so I wanted to make sure that they knew, because I just figured that you had told them. But I didn't know that. So I had just figured
that. Did
you
learn in that conversation that I had not told that person?
Yes.
And what did you think then?
And then I was like, oh, well, now you know.
Isn't that weird? And that's an insight into my personality. I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
I didn't tell anybody anything. I just kept on chugging along with my day.
I know.
That's me, and that's awful, but it's true.
Yeah. But it's okay. It's all figured out now.
It is figured out now. And I think this was a good show tonight. It was so cool to have you back.
Yeah, thank you.
How fun.
I love it. Do you? I missed it.
You missed it.
Yeah.
Great. So Bailey's back, and Bailey will be back from now on Friday nights, and who knows, periodically, maybe calling in the morning, saying hello, and the podcast will be back. We can say that now.
Yes.
Yes, the BS podcast, which we have not done an episode of since back in March sometime, will be returning very soon.
I think it was like the beginning of March, too.
I think it was. So there'll be another new episode of the BS podcast. And, you know, maybe we'll get into some of this and we'll get into some other things, because on the podcast you can really say things. So
well,
you
I
can
would
call me those four-letter words you wanted to say.
I will say, though, if you haven't listened to the last episode, you should. That was a good episode.
It was a good episode. Mm-hmm. Life you noticed lessons. I never took those down.
I unfollowed you on YouTube.
No, but I didn't. See, you were more angry than I thought. You were really angry.
Yeah. I did. I unfollowed you on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
So I never really checked.
Well, for Bales, this is Scott Spears. For all of us at WWGH Radio on this Friday night, saying have a great weekend. Take care.
Bye.
Wednesday at 3:15, we take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email.